Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is the best music mix. 96.7 City FM.
On Tuesday, November the 21st, Princess of Wales admits to having an affair, three teenagers die in North Wales car crash, and Knowsley's nearly bottom again in the government's education league tables. It's 7 o'clock, I'm Sean Woods. The Princess of Wales has admitted having an adulterous affair with Major James Hewitt.
Oh, it's wild this morning. You're not going to like it. Leave the curtains drawn. Cloudy with rain. It's a bit wild, wet and windy. It's going to be like this for most of the day on and off as well. Very strong winds going to cause some problems on higher level roads this morning as well. Take it easy. Into the afternoon, dry, brighter weather, though, is going to spread from the west into the afternoon, but it won't be long until it's all back again. 12 Celsius, 54 Fahrenheit, and the air quality is fine. Good morning, Snelly with you.
The best music mix.
Never stops us in the morning.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Shout, shout.
Tears for Fears and Shout. I better turn this one off now because I think it's still about 8 minutes to run on it. I finish at 10. I'm going for an early dart today. The M people and Itchy Cool Park. Say, I believe. They amaze me, the M people. How can they take a song from the 60s and make it sound like every other song they've done before? It's like, I mean, it's talent for you. It's talent. Hey, it's catchy though, isn't it? Itchy Cool Park, the old Small Faces song from the M People. 7:15. I don't know whether you saw that Beatles thing last night, you know, the video to the new single, Freezer Burn. But it was a Granada production and they were reeling out all the old ones there. They had Scylla on there. All the old faces Tabby. Were coming out, eh?
Was Tabby on?
No, Tabby wasn't on. He was obviously playing golf in the Caribbean. But Scylla was on and they kept reeling them all out. Bruce Forsyth was on. All the great icons of British pop music. Bruce Forsyth commenting on the Beatles. Scylla commenting on the Beatles. Was fair enough, I suppose. She was involved in it. Then they had Lulu on. I mean, what I love about Lulu is when she's being interviewed, she has this lovely accent like this. And, you know, she's from the middle of Glasgow, for God's sake. You know what's happened to Lulu's accent? I mean, every now and again, she kept slipping into it, you know, wheeling them all out. But the best was Richard and Judy commenting on the new Beatles album. I mean, come on. The great pop music icons of the pop music world. It's great, isn't it? I'll tell you what we've got a little bit later on. Seeing it is Beatle Week and seeing this is the city where it all started, I have a Beatle battle later on. If you're a Beatle fan, we're going to send you a Beatle pack, video, CD, and a couple of other things as well. We put it all in for you, all right? I'll explain some more a little bit later. 7:16, Snelly with you, good morning.
Many years ago, somebody had the great idea of...
For further details, see local press or ask at your nearest railway station.
It's a cracker.
Tony Snell in the morning.
Yes, I adored him. Yes, I was in love with him.
Thanks, Di. Relax. From Crystal Waters. Remember, you may remember she was the one who did it. La-da-dee, la-dee-da, la-da-dee, la-dee-da. Do you remember that one, babe?
I remember that one very well.
Yeah. Well, you weren't out then, were you? Were you allowed out then when
I
that was out?
I was allowed out, yeah.
I was sitting here playing it.
Rightly or wrongly, I was out.
Were you?
Yes.
Was that an admission?
Might be.
You sound like Di, avoiding the subject completely. Why didn't they ask the question everybody wanted to know about Will Carling?
I know!
I saw Di, actually.
Did you?
At the weekend, after the game at Anfield. She was in the park pub, facing.
Really?
She was having a drink. I said, hello, Di. I said, what are you having? She said, I'll have a skull. I said, a skull. So I said, have you got a skull for Di? I said, we've got no skull. Will Carling do?
Oh!
Tomorrow.
Worst show Wednesday. Yeah. Thank you. 7:21 in the newsroom. Sean Woods.
The Princess of Wales has admitted having an adulterous affair with Major James Hewitt. In last night's BBC Panorama interview, she also spoke of the shock of hearing her husband and Camilla Parker Bowles were back together. More in 20 minutes. The details at 8.
Thank you, Sean. No early start for you this week, Bash. All the teams are in action.
No, I'm at Goodison Park tomorrow night. So
are you down there, are you?
We'll win again, yes.
Are you?
I haven't seen Everton lose this year.
Have you not?
No.
Nothing like building yourself up for a quick letdown, Bash, isn't it? Bash is here with Carling, Black Label.
Well, Liverpool will have an extra incentive to return to winning ways at West Ham tomorrow night, following Aston Villa's 1-0 win at Southampton last night. It takes Villa up to third in the Premiership and leaves Liverpool in seventh. Stan Collymore will start the match at Upton Park in place of the injured captain Ian Rush, and Neil Ruddock is set for a recall with Phil Babb's place under threat. David Unsworth and Andy Hinchcliffe are vying for the left-back berth for Everton's home game against Queen's Park Rangers tomorrow night after the knee ligament injury to Gary Ablett. And Leeds are now being linked with a move for Anders Limpar. There's two matches in the Premiership this evening as Spurs go to Middlesbrough and Arsenal face Sheffield Wednesday. And Wigan and Runcorn replay at Springfield Park for the right to face Barrow in the second round of the FA Cup. While England's sole survivors in Europe, Nottingham Forest, face Lyon at the City Ground in the third round first leg of the UEFA Cup. Everton reserves won 1-0 at Derby last night, while Tranmere progressed in the FA Youth Cup, winning their replay at Wrexham 3-1. Former Liverpool player Jimmy Case is considering an offer to become the new manager of Brighton following Liam Brady's resignation yesterday. Coming up at 7:40, England prepare for their tour match on Thursday in South Africa. Warwickshire agree to release Brian Lara, and Colin McRae is second going into the third day of the RAC rally. The details in 20 minutes with Carling Black Label, football's number one supporter.
Jimmy Case moving into managership, did you say that?
Yes, he's considering an offer
not
Brighton.
Not Jimmy known to the Evertonians as Jimmy...
Yes, that's
yes,
the one.
That's the one.
Yes.
So I couldn't say, I just had to write it down and hold it up on that one.
That's
you wouldn't
the very
know that
one.
Being a Leeds fan, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Because it used to go, oh, Jimmy. I'll have to hold it up, you see. It used to go, oh, Jimmy.
Mm-mm. Case.
Oh, that's the one, you see. You're with it now.
Interesting.
There you are. Hey, listen, you know what's coming back on the telly?
What?
Of a weekend
what?
On a Saturday. I'll give you a musical clue here. Ideas?
With the little...
Dickie Davis. World of Sport.
It's coming back
on a Saturday to go up against Grandstand. And what's the name's coming back? Greaves, you crack me up.
Alan, no.
Greaves, you crack.
Well, to be perfectly honest,
you know,
awful.
Greavesy, it's crap me up there, you know. Yeah, they're coming back. So there's your sports figures in the afternoon down the tube. Now bash
absolutely,
them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, how can we compete?
You got nothing to worry about there whatsoever.
It's not the same.
You got nothing to worry about. 7:25, wed.
Aircheckdownloads.com.